Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has spoken by telephone to the leaders of Sweden and Finland to demand they take concrete steps to end support for what he called terrorist groups. Both countries applied last week to join NATO, but Turkey, a NATO member, has threatened to block their bid. The BBC's Grant Ferret has more.
President Erdogan has been very public in raising objections to Sweden and Finland's planned membership of NATO. He accuses them of providing a home for Kurdish militants and sympathizers, including members of the PKK, as well as supporters of a failed coup against him 6 years ago. The Turkish leader says up to 30 suspects should be handed over to stand trial. The governments in Stockholm and Helsinki say they're clear in their opposition to terrorism. But the Speaker of the Finnish Parliament, Matti Vanhanen, says no one is likely to be extradited.
The BBC's Grant Ferret reporting. Polish President Andrzej Duda is in Ukraine, where he's to speak today to the Parliament. Poland supports Ukraine's desire to join the European Union. COVID pills can prevent hospitalizations and deaths. But as NPR's Ping Kuang reports, clinicians are concerned about prescribing them since they can interfere with some common drugs.
Paxlovid is a set of pills that can help early COVID patients recover. Dr. Melanie Thompson of the Infectious Disease Society of America says it's especially useful for those with medical risk factors.
So older people, the ones with comorbidities, are precisely the population most likely to benefit from Paxlovid, but they're also the most likely to be on the most drugs.
Paxlovid includes a booster drug called ritonavir, which can also boost other medications in a person's system to levels that might be dangerous. Thompson says clinicians should still assess high-risk patients for Paxlovid, since many of these drug interactions can be managed by adjusting dosages or stopping other drugs for the duration of the treatment. Ping Huang, NPR News.
Michigan State Police say two people died after a tornado hit the small northern city of Gaylord Friday. Dozens of others were injured. From Michigan Radio, Rebecca Williams reports.
The National Weather Service says tornadoes are unusual in the northern part of the state. Frank Clays is Gaylord's chief of police. He said the experience has been devastating.
We were searching for places that we knew the occupants. You know, we're calling them out by name, trying to see if they were still in their damaged homes. And when you see that, it's a lot more personal when our officers know the people that live in those homes and are you know, trying to check on them.
The Otsego County Fire Chief said the tornado devastated a mobile home park, with the homes picked up and turned over on top of each other. For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Williams.
This is NPR News from Washington. Several major wildfires continue to burn in the southwest U.S. The most active one right now is in New Mexico. It's burned 482 square miles since it began 6 weeks ago. Nationwide, the National Interagency Fire Center reports so far this year, wildfires have burned more than 2.3 million acres. Mino Pereira, who grew up in Chile, enters the final round of the PGA Championship today in Tulsa, Oklahoma, with a three-shot lead. Greg Eklin has more.
Nobody who entered the final round in the top five has ever won a major, which hasn't happened since 2011. And 27-year-old Mito Pereira is playing in the PGA Championship for the first time. When asked who he'd like to model his game after while playing under pressure, Pereira cited Tiger Woods, who has won 15 majors.
Tiger was the biggest one. He did what he had to do whenever he had to do it.
But Woods withdrew from the final round after shooting a 9-over par 79 in the third round. Woods won at the Southern Hills course in 2007, the last time the PGA Championship was in Tulsa before this year. For NPR News, I'm Greg Eklund.
In horse racing, early voting won the Preakness Stakes in Baltimore, Maryland last night. It's the second jewel in horse racing's Triple Crown. The winner of the Kentucky Derby, Rich Strike, did not take part. The Preakness was more challenging than usual, with temperatures near 90 degrees. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.